a very COVID Christmas. Red, purple, yellow. See, colors have a whole new meaning for us these days. It doesn't only represent a craft or a coloring page or a kid's activity. It's not the first thing we think of anymore when we hear someone say purple. We think mask. We think no indoor dining. We think no church worship services. When red is said, we're like, yes, we can eat in restaurants again. And yellow, well, that's just a whole new level of unfamiliar freedom. Our hopes of a not-so-COVID Christmas has indeed turned into a very COVID Christmas. But amidst the COVID life, the restrictive gatherings, the CDC stay-home orders, Jesus is still king. He is still present, and he is still completely at work in our lives. Jesus arrived on this earth in the most complex of circumstances. And today, in its complexity, he's still here. He's not shaken. He is not distant from you, and he's definitely not wearing a mask. His presence in our lives is the greatest gift we could have received then and now. He truly is the gift that keeps on giving. 9 months almost of different we've had. 9 months of questions, 9 months of weaving in and out of being okay and not being okay. Loving the rest, but hating the control. Enjoying our family and then hiding from them. 9 months. See, how could a year that seems so long be so suddenly over? How is it that in the middle of the worst news, the hardest season, the most difficult challenges and changes, I can now say that I actually understand more of things I didn't before? And I actually have strength I didn't have before to endure pain. I found a refreshing contentment in the simple things of life. See, simplicity truly is key. Simplicity. A very COVID Christmas is comprised of many aspects. So for the next 4 weeks, we will attack 4 questions that maybe you have, maybe a friend has, or a neighbor. Where is my money? Where is my future? Where is my family? And where is my peace? Today, where is my money? Money! It's very hard to live without it. With job loss, with business closed down or open and then shut and then open and then shut, healthcare bills, these months have been challenging. It has hit our families, it has hit our church, and it has hit our cities. And now with Christmas, it hits our home and it hits our joy. See, Christmas can be a hardship under normal circumstances, but a very COVID Christmas is a whole new layer that we were not prepared to navigate. But Jesus was. See, Jesus came then and is now, and he is God incarnate. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And the very essence of the Father lives in and through him and is him. All that the Father has is the Son's. The Father, our Jehovah Jireh, our God, our provider, our life-giving gift that keeps on giving. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us continually, without breaks, without distance. He is certain to provide our every need as our provider, the gift that keeps on giving. The Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. See, a very COVID Christmas attacking our money, deferring our hope, trying to depress our hearts and dampen our joy, but our Jehovah has and is fulfilling every dream as he plants a tree of life in the soil of our lives. He is your source today. He has always been and he will always be. So, what is your need and what is your seed? What If what you have doesn't meet your need, then what you hold is only a seed. So plant your seed to fulfill your need today. Philippians 4, starting at verse 10, says, "My heart overflows with joy when I think of how you showed your love to me by your financial support." This is Paul talking to the Philippians. He says, "For though you have so little, you still continue to help me at every opportunity." Come on. "I'm not telling you this because I'm in need," he said, "for I have learned to be satisfied in any circumstance. I know what it means to lack, and I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance. For I am trained in the secret of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger. And I find the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty." You've so graciously provided for my essential needs during this season of difficulty. Come on, somebody, that's a word right there, verse 14. And down in verse 19, "For I am convinced that my God will fully satisfy every need you have, for I have seen abundant riches of glory revealed to me through the anointed one, Jesus Christ." See, the riches of glory, all that we need, every need has been given a seed, and it's revealed to us through our Emmanuel, Jesus, his presence that gifted us the never-ending supply, the always increasing blessing in our lives. So what is your need and what is your seed? What can you plant? What can I plant today into my church, into a friend, into a family? See, the seed in your hand will only ever be a seed, just one seed. But a seed planted returns a harvest that cannot be counted. Harvest back into your life. You can count on our Jehovah Jireh, because his history with it, you proves it, and his promise to you guarantees it. See, his history proves it. Deuteronomy 2:7, "For the Lord your God has blessed you in all that you have done. He has known your wanderings through the wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked a thing." And his promise to you guarantees it. Matthew 6:31, "So then forsake your worries." Why would you say, "Well, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to drink? Or what are we going to wear?" For that is what the unbelievers chase after. Doesn't your heavenly Father know the things that you require of? So above all, chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him. Then all these things will be given to you abundantly. See, you are going to be okay. Your money is as close as your faith is to plant it. So go ahead today and trust Emmanuel. Plant your seed, not just to fulfill, but exceed your need today. See, because God never does anything small. He's extravagant. He is more than enough. So trust Emmanuel. Your very COVID Christmas has the potential to be the best Christmas ever. As you embrace the calling on your life in this season, as you welcome the faith act that I believe that God is calling you to do today, don't be afraid. See, I truly believe with all my heart that this season could be the greatest time of miracles we have ever seen in the church, if the church will partner with heaven's plans instead of focusing on earth's problems. This word is short and simple today because simplicity is key. Simplicity. But I believe that I was given one role this morning, and that is to leave you with Jesus to answer these two questions that were threaded through, and to be moved in faith to act. What is your need? And what is your seed? Let me pray for you. Father, I just pray for everyone watching today. Everyone watching as they enter into this Christmas season, maybe with questions or doubts or fears or concerns. Where is my money? What am I going to do? How am I going to navigate this? I pray that as they're sitting in the quiet of their home today with you, that you would speak to them. That you would encourage them that you are our provider, our Jehovah Jireh, and that they are going to be okay. I pray that as they identify their need, they would also identify their seed. And if they don't have seed, I literally have nothing, I pray that you would provide the seed to the sower like your word says you will. So Father, we ask, how much should I give today to someone in need? How much should my seed be to fulfill a need? How much should I plant, knowing that what I plant will return a harvest back into my life that cannot be counted? I pray that you would encourage and give hope and faith to everyone that needs to step out and act in your name. Amen. Friends, God cannot fill a tightly closed hand. It's really hard to put something in a tightly closed hand. But the overflow that comes with a hand open wide cannot be contained. It just spills out everywhere. So open your hand and sow your seed. Fill a need and watch what God will do for you and in you. So where's your money? Take another look. It's in your open hand. God bless you, and thank you for joining us today.